Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Low-Key Deadly. We're fucked up. I threw up about 7 times last night, once in the Uber, 6 times at home, and I don't remember what else happened. I'm Cameron.
I didn't throw up. Victoria.
I threw up every time I heard Cameron throw up. I'm Sylvia.
It was a group effort. So we went out last night. I know it's probably not smart, but if we're going to go into any sort of lockdown for a few weeks, we wanted to just have one night where we party with our masks on. And we did that.
Yeah, and we drank a bit too much.
I only had 4 drinks and 3 shots. I just
No, we had more than that.
I don't think so.
I had like already 4 Patron shots, and then I was drinking that Jameson, because you remember how they would give you the Red Bull?
Yeah.
And the Jameson, instead of me putting the Red Bull in there, I just took like, I just kept drinking it like a shot.
Oh my God.
You had at least 4 shots, Cameron.
I don't remember.
Those Patron shots were really good,
though. I went back to try and drink the rest of my drink, and the guy told me I couldn't because it was last call.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, wow.
Well, thank God he did, because just imagine if you would have.
Hello?
But I fucking paid for that. I legally own it.
Yeah, but it's after 2.
You should have drank it. What was he going to do? Kick
what is
you
he
going to
do?
It's closing time.
Bitch, you should have said that. I would have drank that shit right then and there.
Well, it was after 2, and you guys go to that bar a lot. So if you guys get banned, that'd be a problem.
Bye. I'll go down the street somewhere else that also has alcohol. It gives me anxiety just thinking about all the alcohol I consumed, especially after my doctor told me that I have a fat liver. Just kidding. I have been told that before, though.
And a fat ass.
P-H-A-T. A Z Z.
I'm dead.
And a fat ass.
The way she said it, it's like all hesitant. And a fat ass.
You hear? No, that was my hand hitting her face.
Oh, it's like damn. Your ass is loose.
The ass.
Lame mi gordo culo.
Fat ass.
I don't even know if that's how you would really say it, though.
What did you say?
Gordo culo. Don't sound right.
I think it's just like you have to switch it.
Culo gordo.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one thing that I never understood about Spanish. That's why I did not do well in the class. Despite being Hispanic myself. You know, I'm just like one of a kind.
It's okay. You know the important stuff.
Yeah. In light of recent events and accolades that we received last night, we will not be partaking in alcoholic drinks. Mostly because none of us want to die.
Yeah. That's true.
So, in light of being healthy and, you know, doing what's right for the world, we will be drinking water today with a little bit of yak. Oh my gosh. Okay. So that was our PSA. You know, if you like to go out and have fun, great. Wear a mask. Don't be on that TikTok that is dedicated to making fun of Karens.
All right.
What are we talking about today?
So I kind of don't want to tell you guys what it's about because I don't want to give it away.
So I kind of don't want to tell a story today, so I'm not going
But I mean, like, you know, the whole, like, the gist of it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just going to start.
Okay. The way you made it seem was like, I kind of don't want to fucking do this, so peace.
So I'm not going to.
You hear heels clacking up.
Chanclos flapping against the heel.
The That is gross. Okay. So there was a woman named Noella Rukundo. And she lived in Melbourne, Australia with her husband, Balanga Kalala. And Noella received a phone call around February 2015 that her stepmother had passed away. So she got on a plane and she flew to her hometown called Burundi, a country in Southeast Africa.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So she attended the funeral ceremony and she returned to the hotel that she was staying that night. Like, she didn't stay the whole day because she was super sad. So she decided to go home early. And she was just super stressed, and obviously, and you know, if someone passes away, you're going to be super sad and depressed. That was good. Okay.
You just sound like Nigel from Wild Thornberries.
Oh. Marianne.
I know. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so she went home early. She was super sad, and her husband called her to check in on her. And he told her that he was, like, trying to reach her all day. And it's kind of weird, though, because she's at a funeral, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he was super concerned. And so he could tell that she was super sad and stressed. So he told her to go get some fresh air and, like, go for a walk. So she was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Like, maybe that's a good idea. Like, I'll take a walk before I go to bed. So she got off the phone with him. And she opened the door to go outside. And as soon as she walked outside, a man charged at her with a gun, pointing it right at her.
What? Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did she have the latest iPhone to call for help?
It was 2015, so...
Pause. Maybe. So was she getting ready to leave? And then she was just, like, really stressed out? Or was she, like, on her way leaving? And she stopped somewhere.
No, she was in her hotel room. And then her husband was like, why don't you go get some fresh air, like, before you go to bed? Because you seem, like, really stressed.
Okay.
And so she walks out of the hotel. And when she opens the door to, like, go leave outside, that's when the guy, like, ran up to her with a gun. Yeah, so she was super shocked. And she was about to start screaming. But the man yelled at her and said, don't scream. If you scream, I'll shoot you right now. And if I shoot you, they're going to catch me, but you'll already be dead.
That's just so scary because I know the feeling. Like, I've charged a lot of men.
With guns?
No, with money.
What does that got to do with this, bitch? Nothing.
Charging.
No, bitch.
She charged her.
Wrong charge.
Oh.
So Noella didn't scream, and he took her into a car, and then he blindfolded her.
Oh, my God. I hope it was at least a silk blindfold.
So she couldn't see where she was being taken, but she knew that she was in the car for about 30 to 40 minutes.
I would have lost count.
Yeah, I don't know.
My dumbass would have been, like, counting to 60.
She's like, 59, 60, 1 minute, one.
That's me, bitch.
I would have been like, just shoot me. So they got to a building and they pushed her inside and tied her to a chair and blindfolded her.
Oh my God.
I know. So crazy. And she could hear, like, other men in the room where that she was at. And one of the men started talking to her and he said, you woman, what did you do for this man to pay us to kill you?
I told you somebody was being charged in the equation.
Her husband.
Yeah, he was like, why has this man asked us to kill you? And then she was like, which man? Because I don't have any problems with anybody. Yeah, she said, my husband can't kill me. You're lying. And then they slapped her, apparently. After she was like, no, you're lying.
That is fucked up.
That is
to add insult to injury, they slap her.
That, no wonder why he's like, go outside and get some fresh air, bitch. Shady.
So she heard them laughing at her, and one of them said, you're really stupid, you're a fool. Let me call who has paid us to kill you. So all she said that she remembers hearing the sound of a dial tone, and she knew someone was on the phone, and she heard a male voice on the phone through the speaker, and it was her husband, Belenga, on the phone.
Wow. Belenga fuera.
Wow.
So they had him on the phone, and he was on speaker, and they were like, okay, we have her here with us. And then he said, kill her. And she said that that's what she heard. That's the last thing she heard from him. He was like, kill her.
Honestly, I'm down for the amount of balls it took to say that right in front of her.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't even think he knew he was on speaker.
Oh, okay, never mind.
But no, still, I don't think
he
knew.
He a bitch.
But imagine we have her. Kill her.
anybody that abducts Sylvia and calls me.
But when we she have did her. It, she was like,
kill her.
Okay.
Like, that's it?
We have Sylvia. Kill her. Wait.
That bitch.
Slap her and then kill her.
She'll be like, it was Cameron, wasn't it? It was fucking Cameron.
I would slap somebody before they shot me.
Mm-hmm.
If they slapped me, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
So as soon as he said kill her, the men started talking about where they were going to throw her body and bury her. And as soon as she heard that, she fainted. I mean, I would too, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would faint, but I'd probably be like hysterically crying. Hysterically.
I would do whatever the fuck in my power I needed to do to get out of that motherfucking chair and fucking stab each and every one of them with mm-hmm. the broken wood pieces that were there, assuming the chair was wood. I don't know. They don't sound like they have a lot of money, so I'm going to assume that it's wood.
Okay, John Wick.
Fuck yes. Mm-hmm. Right in the eye.
He's going to pull a pencil out of nowhere.
And then I would literally take a gun, whatever gun they had, I would put the barrel against their pee hole, and I would just shoot.
That's very graphic.
Bang, bang.
I was going more along the routes of, like, break the chair and then take, like, the wood and be like, ah.
No, I would do that, too. I would just also take the gun and shoot their people.
So you're going in the route of John Wick, which is brilliant, and you're going on the route of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's what I'm getting.
I mean,
Duffy the way the Vampire she did it. Slayer.
She was never defeated.
The show was canceled.
Well,
so how did she really win?
I'm dead.
Yeah, so back at the hotel, people were like starting to figure out that she wasn't there, and her brother specifically was like getting really worried, and he called her husband to tell him that like they couldn't find her. And he asked the husband to send him $545 so that he could pay the police to open an investigation. I guess it cost that much money to open an investigation. Yeah.
It costs money to do that for a missing person?
I guess.
Mm-mm. South Africa.
Yeah. But the shady thing is that he was like acting and pretending to be worried, and he sent him the money.
What a dumbass.
What the hell?
I'd be like, you know what? My check didn't come in last week. I had some bills to pay, so I can't send you $545.
Well, he was trying not to look suspicious.
I mean, yeah, that would be suspicious if he can't send the money.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
So then, even shadier, the husband starts calling everybody, like all their friends, and informing people in their community that his wife had died in a tragic accident.
Wow.
Before they even got news, that's what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You dumb bitch. Mm-hmm. Dumb bitch. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. So then the next day, like, he just spent, like, his time hosting people in the community, like, and their friends at home. Like, because, you know, people were coming to, like, pay their condolences. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them were donating money to him, too, to, like, help with, like, the funeral.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Were they white?
No, I think I'm assuming, I don't know.
Because I think there's a lot of white people in South Africa.
Yeah. No, they weren't.
Oh, no?
No. I remember. And then he told people that, like, I'm assuming he told people that her body was not going to be able to be brought back to Australia. But he said that he was going to have a ceremony for her regardless, for like all everyone in the community to come. Oh my God. And he was going to have it, the ceremony at his house.
But what is a ceremony?
Is that what I said? Oh my God. Ceremony.
You're a fucking
did
bitch.
I say that?
Yeah, real? You fuck. Did.
Oh, thank you for telling me, Mickey.
No, you do the same shit to me, so if don't I fuck even.
wait, so they're from Australia?
Like, they're friends and stuff?
Who's going to Australia?
Well, they, her and her husband lived in Australia.
Oh, but they were from South Africa. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So then back to Noella. She woke up. What?
What? Like, what is a ceremony?
That's so embarrassing. So then she woke up after she fainted, and she was still tied up. And then one of the guys saw that she was waking up, and then he said, "We're not going to kill you. We don't kill women and children."
Oh my God! I'd be like, "Thank you so much, sir." Now can I have a ride back?
Oh my God!
Yeah. And then the same guy was like, "How stupid can you be? From November, you can't see that something is wrong." And it was January. Or it was February, sorry.
Wait.
She was, like, with them for 4 months?
No, that's what he said. "How stupid can you be? From November, you can't see that something is wrong." So he said that because the husband paid them in November. He paid the deposit in November.
How much was the deposit again?
I don't remember. They didn't say how much the original was.
But okay.
But so he was already planning it like months before.
And it just didn't happen until February.
Well, he knew that like the wife would go back. So he paid for like whenever she went back for them to do it.
So what he's pretty much saying is like he gave you signs that he didn't want you. Right?
No, yeah, no, he was like, "How could you not tell from November to February that something was off between you and your husband?"
Or oh.
That he, like, wanted you dead. Like, he hated you that much, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then the gang people, I guess they call it a gang.
Gang.
They called her husband back, and they tried to get more money from him, and they actually did. So they called him back and they were like, "Actually, you know what? Our fee has increased to kill your wife. And we want another $2,500 to finish the job."
Damn, that's it?
Yeah. 2,500 American. It was 3,400 Australian.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. But it turns out like the guys in the gang knew her brother. And so that's also part of the reason why they didn't do it. And so, yeah, they said that they would tell her husband that she was dead, and that's how they got more money from him.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Gone girl.
Basically. They kept her with them for 48 hours, and then they let her go. They said, she remembers that they said this, "We just want you to go back to tell other stupid women like you what happened." "You must learn something. You people get a chance to go overseas for a better life, but the money you're earning, the money the government gives you, you use it for killing each other."
Damn. Oh, that's shit. Some really insightful shit.
I was like, that is some deep shit.
That is some deep shit.
Mm-hmm. And then they said, "We're going to give you 80 hours to leave the country. Your husband is serious, and we're going to spare your life, but other people, they're not going to do the same thing. If God helps you, you'll get to Australia."
I'd be like, "Well, sir, can you give me a ride to the airport?"
That is scary.
Yeah. And then, okay, this is the best part. Sorry. Before they left her on the side of the road, the gang handed her evidence that would help incriminate her husband, Kalala.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
They like Robin Hood.
Yeah, pretty much.
They gave her a memory card containing recorded phone conversations of him discussing the murder and receipts from the Western Union money transfers.
This sounds like a damn movie.
Set right? Up. It's so crazy.
I feel like this was a movie.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, she felt the same way. She was super shocked. She couldn't believe, like, everything that was happening to her. And but then she knew that, like, she had to leave because they were like, you have 80 hours to leave. Mm-hmm. So then she, like, is like, okay, I need a freaking plan. Like, what am I going to do? Like, she had kids. I think they had together 8 kids. Damn. So, yeah. So she decided to call the pastor at her church back in Melbourne to see if he could help her. And when she called him, he was like, I don't believe it. Like, I can't believe your husband would try to kill somebody. And the pastor told her that her husband was already planning the ceremony.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Yeah. So on February 22nd, Noella was back in Melbourne. And it was around 7:30. She was in a car outside of their home. And he was in front of the house. Like, she parked somewhere where, like, he couldn't really see her yet. And all she saw was, like, he was outside and he was, like, with a group of people and they were about to leave. So he was, like, basically walking them to their cars. Mm-hmm. And as soon as, like, the last group of people left, she got out of the car and she walked up to him and she said, surprise, I'm still alive.
Boom.
Oh,
surprise,
shit.
Surprise, bitch.
Some fries, motherfucker. Rue dies, motherfucker. All rise, motherfucker.
Like, I hope she said it and did it in the most badass way. I wish she would have done it with that group of people and been like, oh, you're surprised that I'm still alive, bitch? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I would have did it some badass way. I would have worn all white.
Mm-hmm. And I would have acted like I had no idea and that I escaped. And I was so glad to get back to him and let all these people just see how happy we are together. Grab a knife, slit his throat in front of everybody.
Yeah, I would have done it in front of the people.
Yeah, I would have done it in front of the people.
But
not
she's
by
a better
myself.
Person than I am. Mm-hmm. So he was scared and he couldn't believe it. And she said that he started walking towards her like really slowly, like if he was walking on broken glass. Like that's how she described it. And he kept talking to himself. And then when he finally got to her, he touched her on the shoulder and then he jumped and then said, Noella, is it you? And he started screaming, I'm sorry for everything.
Fuck you.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you.
Kill him.
Kill him.
Kill him. Kill him. Kill him.
So as soon as like that happened, she called the police and they ordered Kalala off the premises and she got a court order against him.
Whatever happened, did he go to jail?
Yes. So let's see. But before like the trial, the police instructed her to like call him, mm-hmm. but like they were going to record the phone call. Mm-hmm. And he made a full confession on the phone call.
Dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Like on the phone call, he was begging her for forgiveness. And then he told her why
he
ordered for her to get murdered. He said that he wanted to kill her because he was jealous. He thought that she was going to leave him for another man.
Guess what? I am.
What?
Yeah. She denies it. I don't know. But that's why he, like, ordered a hit on her.
He's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
And then the police interviewed him, and he denied everything, but they were like, we fucking have the phone call. But he didn't know that they had the phone call yet. And then at his trial, they played the recording.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he confessed. He started crying, and he confessed.
Mm-hmm. Pussy.
But then he was trying to, like, give an explanation, and he said that, this is what he said. Sometimes the devil can come into someone to do something, but after they do it, they start thinking, why did I do that thing?
I don't buy it.
I don't either.
Me neither. I don't buy it.
So then after pleading guilty, he was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Mm. Yeah. And then he is not eligible for parole until for 6 years. So technically, it's 2015. So he's not eligible for parole until next year.
Oh my God.
And that's it. She says that sometimes she can still like hear his voice at night sometimes saying, kill her. You know, like he was like, oh, kill her.
Kill her. Kill her.
Yeah.
Oh, that is too much. You know, these people be trying to fucking kill their significant others. It's like, just get a divorce.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you don't want to pay them money, then you should have been smart and you should have signed a prenup.
But he paid money to have her killed. Like, you could have used that for a divorce.
Exactly.
Unless he really just, like, loved her and, like...
But that's not love.
No, he wanted her dead for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. 8 kids.
I know. It's so crazy.
I'm just like, this sounds like it's been in a fucking movie. Because that is just crazy.
It is crazy. They call the story the woman who showed up at her own funeral.
Oh, my God.
It's good.
It's good. It's really good. Don't get me wrong. It's just like.
It sounds unreal.
The memoir of Cameron Cruz.
It's like, especially with the kidnappers. It's something that you would always like, you wish they were good guys and just let them go. And then they let her go.
That's true.
And they're like, you have 80 hours.
Or we're going to kill you for real this time.
I don't think
I'm they kidding, were.
I know. Well, you know, good for her that she got out and that she went back for her revenge. My revenge would have been a little different, but you know, to each their own. Shit. Well, we hope you enjoyed that shit because it was
stressful. That was too much.
I'm so hungover to the point that like my voice does not sound like it was stressful, but I was over here popping Klonopin during the story.
I'm about to throw up at any moment right now.
Honestly, though, like, for real. I think you were talking about...
the game anxiety.
You said something about 8 kids, and I went...
Yeah.
But you have 8 kids together? And what did you think, like, after they all found out? Like, your kids were going to be like, we understand, Papa. No, bitch!
Mm-hmm. Pappy.
Mm-mm. Pepe.
Papa. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sylvia, for working on that hungover as fuck. It is much appreciated, much obliged.
Don't thank me yet, because my next story, I'm just kidding. I'm not, actually.
So if you like us and you like our content, please subscribe, download, follow us on social media. We're going to start a TikTok. So head over there, live your life, wear your mask. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye.